Thanks, everyone, for listening to Katie and Kay and this segment of Express Yourself. Now I have special guest who will be playing right here, live music in the studio here on 2nd Street in downtown Carbondale, and they'll be playing at the Temporary tonight in Basalt at 8 p.m. That's right, guys.
That's right.
We've got La Pump Jazz. La Pump Jazz or just La Pump?
We kind of go by both in Denver. A lot of people kind of more affectionately refer to us as just La Pump, but kind of our official title is La Pump Jazz because it's a little bit easier to find us on the old interweb that way. There's a La Pump actually means a style of rhythm playing. So it kind of means this percussive style of guitar playing that is mimicking a drummer.
I think like pumping is what
exactly.
I think
it means. It means the pump in French. So when you have that, so you have this kind of percussive sound that the rhythm guitar is doing. And so when you say La Pump Jazz, you find us a lot quicker.
Right on. And were you guys geeked up about gypsy jazz at a pretty early age or what?
We all kind of started like in similar times, I would say, like probably when we started this project right around 5 years ago. I personally was into it maybe a little bit before we started the project, just being a guitar player, and really it's a very string and guitar heavy style that was brought about by this fella named Django Reinhardt, who is an amazing player.
We all have different pasts. Like I come from the classical background. Kevin did like a little bit of band stuff in high school, but did a lot of jazz work in college. These guys, you know, Andy, what would you call your background?
There's a lot that goes into that. So maybe like rock, a little bit of jazz fusion, a little bit of jam band here and there.
A little bit of everything. So
you guys want to introduce yourselves by name and which instrument you play?
It's kind of fun to be ghost voices, but sure, yeah. I'm Eric Fellenstein, and I play the fiddle.
I'm David Lawrence, and I play one of the guitars and do the main vocals.
I'm Kevin Laxar. I get to play bass.
I'm Andy Hannum. I'll do the other guitar.
And just then this little tiny bit of sound check that we just did. You guys sounded so tight. I loved it.
Give us a lower bar than that. Say, you know, say we're all right. And then people be like, oh, they're okay. Yeah, they're better than all right. They're okay.
And hey, I'm tickled that I just got here to the studio. I meet David right off the bat, and we have a mutual friends, Amanda and Paul, over in Denver.
Yeah.
Give a big shout out to them.
Big shout out to Amanda and Paul.
And yeah. Baby Sova.
And Baby Sova. I hope their folks are, Paul's folks are listening, or some people that know them. They're the most wonderful human beings I know. I'm blessed to be able to have them as friends in Denver. They're really, really good people, and it's wonderful to see them raising their child, because little Sova is awesome. And it's really cool.
I'm feeling that magical Katie and Kay moment when I come in the studio, and on my little outdoor trip with high school students last night and early this morning, somehow Paul just came up in conversation with someone. So it's pretty cool that.
Yeah. Well, he's really great with outdoor education stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm here with La Pump Jazz coming from Denver. And they're playing at the Temporary tonight at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And hey, we're giving away two pair of tickets. And how about you call after this segment? Because we're all in here making... Well, no. Someone is out there to answer your phone calls. So if you call 963-0139, don't bother me in here in the studio, but call 963-0139. And we're giving away two pair of tickets to the show tonight at the Temporary in Basalt for La Pump Jazz.
And we're going to give away two of our albums for the winners, too. I don't know if you knew that.
Awesome.
So you just have to come to the stage and let us know.
Well, I hope that... I don't even know if we have your albums here, so let's make sure
we'll drop some off.
Okay, well, let's hear some music, guys. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, the first one I wanted to do for you guys was kind of... sort of a foundation of gypsy jazz. It's a song called Minor Swing, and it's the first one that most gypsy jazz players learn.
Yes. Because
it's one of the most famous Django Reinhardt compositions, and it's real fun. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's La Pomp Jazz. Thank you, guys. God, you sound good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
These guys are playing at the Temporary in Basalt tonight, starting at 8. I really want to go.
We want you to go, too. It'd be great to see you there.
Yeah, we love the Temporary. It's really fun. We played there the first time about a year ago, I would say, give or take. And we've actually been fortunate enough to play twice up here. And as we were talking before with my kind of friend connection in Carbondale, and we really feel welcome. Actually, your mother used to live here a bunch, right, Eric? How long?
Way back, back in the '80s. Yeah, the '80s, I believe. I convinced her finally to come out. Every time we play a wedding or whatever up here, there's always that like look around. Oh, I wish I was out there. I'm like, just come to a show. It's a 3-hour drive from Denver. That's where they're based. Maybe they're up here now. Maybe they're listening to this right now. But they're bringing out a lot of her friends from those days, so it'll be a party.
Yeah.
Party at the Temporary.
Perfect
tonight.
Wedding music.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it fits in a lot of places, huh? Yeah.
Do any of you guys have a story of when you got the itch to play this kind of music? It's been one of my faves since I was about like 18, 20 years old.
You got good taste.
I remember. I mean, like Dave said, I think a lot of guitarists have that kind of itch to recreate some Django at some point in their life. But I remember being in college up at CU Boulder, and going to see a professor of mine during his office hours, just to talk about sort of my career path as a student.
And I'm standing there in his office, and I noticed a picture of him. I believe I noticed a picture of him playing some gypsy jazz guitars. And I started talking to him about this. Totally didn't plan on this. Changed the entire course of the conversation. But turns out this professor of mine, a neuroscience professor up at CU, name of Jerry Rudy, was in a gypsy jazz band, played for a number of years in a gypsy jazz band, and instead of talking about what we intended to talk about, we just talked about that for the whole whole time.
That is neuroscience.
He sent me on my way with the first songbook of gypsy jazz songs that I ever tried to learn. It was a very long time since that before I like really picked it up, but that was the first foray, I think. I think I tried to learn the song Deuce Ambiance, and I think I failed miserably and only realized many years later that I was playing it completely wrong. But that was a moment.
It's about the process. It's about the journey.
Yeah, same with me. I feel like I got into it when I was first started my musical guitar journey and was like, oh, this is cool, and like put my toe in it. It was like, oh, wow, this is kind of hard. I probably need to take a break, and then was able to get back to it a lot longer.
Nice.
Into it.
It's very, very technical style. And I know that the guitars are unique in the gypsy jazz playing. Do you guys want to just describe really quickly what type of guitars you're playing there?
Yes, I would love to. My guitar, the guitars look sort of like classical guitars. So a lot of people think that they are classical guitars with nylon strings. So that's like the two main type of acoustic guitars. There are classical guitars with nylon strings, and then there's like Gibson, Taylor, like your kind of traditional American steel string guitar. And this I kind of equate to like a synthesis of both of them. It's a little bit of, has things from both of those worlds. And the hole, like the sound hole for it, is mine is larger and Andy's is smaller than a normal one. So it's kind of funny. They call it a petite bouche, small mouth, or grande bouche for the bigger ones. And
it's appropriate that Dave has the big mouth, I suppose. I've never thought about that before.
He has like two grande bouches. Yeah.
My understanding, though, is that they were playing these instruments in like jazz speakeasies in Paris in the 1930s or whatever, where they needed to amplify volume, the sound without any synthetic amplification, right?
Yes, and they are louder than they're quite a bit louder acoustically than a common steel string or especially classical guitar.
Well, and what we're lacking is a snare drum or a drum in general, and so this has a great punch that is accomplishing a lot of that sort of rhythm behind it that, I mean, swing dancers will come up to us often sort of surprised how much we can swing with just string instruments, but that's because these have such an attack to them. And we're like, yeah, yes, that's what we say. Like, huh, well, that's your prejudices at play there. But no, it gives it this nice attack that is a great rhythmic backbone.
That's what I love about you guys. Is that this is four real human beings with with wood and wire that can really create a raucous party out there right on the street right now.
True enough.
It's fun, yeah. And it's that gypsy thing where, you know, these are things like very mobile, you know. It's not a piano or a big drum set you gotta lug around. You can really get up and
the bass is getting there, but
So thanks for listening to KD&K. Express yourself. We're here with La Pompe Jazz. They'll be playing at the Temporary in Basalt at 8 p.m this evening, and you guys want to play some more music?
We would love to.
Yep.
Yeah, let's take it. We're taking an original direction now, right?
Yes, this tune is entitled Bridge Amsterdam. Thank you. take you on a walk in a foreign land. Let's take a stroll, cobblestone streets on Bridge Amsterdam. Take a chance, hold my hand, and I promise to mean what I say. Take a chance with footsteps on a bridge far away. Don't say I won't, or I can't, or it's too hard for me. Can easily see through all the lies that you tell to yourself. Take a chance, why don't you dream? Oh, don't say I won't, or I can't, or it's too hard. Don't say I won't, or I can't, or it's too hard. Don't say I won't, or I can't, or it's too hard for me. Can easily see.
Oh, yes. I'm so stoked you guys are right here in the Roaring Fork Valley. La Pump Jazz from Denver, right here in the KD&K studio. And they're playing tonight at the Temporary in Basalt at 8 p.m. And hey, we are giving away two pair of tickets. And you can call 963-0139. And don't forget that we're right in the middle of our fall membership drive here at KD&K. So show your love, and this is just one of the great things that we do of hosting local music and giving away tickets and all that. So do you guys, La Pump Jazz, do you want to speak on behalf of public radio or KDNK and how it benefits your lives?
I would love to. We all listen to public radio, I think. Yeah, we're all like huge fans. Down the mountain, you know, we're a little bit more like open air, but the purpose is the same regardless. Is you know the music discovery, that, you know, great minds like yourself being able to pull out these songs that even me, us being musicians, I don't do the digging that you guys do. And it's such a great method of curation and such a great platform and ad free. I couldn't be a bigger proponent of public radio.
Yes.
from the news to music stuff. That's not just because I'm in the studio. I'm like constantly, yes, listening to CPR.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm a member of our local ones. I'm a member of CPR at home and KUVO, the jazz station.
Yeah.
Of whoop, course. Whoop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta support them. Yeah. Thank you, Cody. Thank you so much,
yes,
for having us.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Now we're like
thank
friends
you guys.
From 1 degree, so we'll have to be hanging out soon.
I got to show up tonight.
Come to the show. So
I'll see you out
and
there.
And you guys
folks
out there, you come to the show too and come and say hello.
Okay. Thanks for listening to Express Yourself. Let's get back into the next thing.